What if chronic disease and even aging itself aren't just biological failings, but like math problems we haven't solved yet?
Welcome to today's deep dive, where we're looking into exactly that. Because, I mean, for decades, medicine has been obsessed with zooming in.
Right, finding the one broken gene or,
Yeah.
you know, faulty protein to cure everything.
Exactly. And okay, let's unpack this, because that reductionist approach, it's like trying to understand a massive traffic jam by inspecting a single car's spark plug.
Yeah, which was great for mapping the human genome, but for complex diseases, you're missing the entire highway system.
Right.
And that's why today we're exploring this really revolutionary paper by Dr. Brian Fertig. He proposes this concept called the physiological fitness landscape, or PFL.
Yeah, he argues that medicine really needs to shift toward emergence, like looking at the complex behavior of the whole body.
Which means we're merging physics, thermodynamics, and systems biology all together. Because we are observing the entire highway system, so we need a new mathematical way to measure how efficiently the traffic flows.
Exactly. Which brings us to the physics of metabolism. To map this out, Fertig draws directly from the Boltzmann formula for entropy. Basically, he argues that health is a state of high information and low entropy.
Wait, Boltzmann formula? I thought we were talking about human biology here, not theoretical physics. How does a thermodynamics equation apply to, like, my liver?
Well, it's all about disorder, right? Entropy is just a measure of chaos. In physics, systems naturally decay into disorder unless energy is applied to maintain them.
Oh, okay.
So in your body, your mitochondria, you know, your cellular power plants, they burn energy to fight that chaos. Think of mitochondria like the tension wires on a suspension bridge.
Right, holding everything up.
Exactly. When they output consistent, efficient energy, the cell holds its perfect structural shape. That's what Fertig calls cellular tensegrity.
Okay, so how do we know if our bridges are actually holding up?
We look at metabolic scaling laws. So in a state of optimal health, our biology operates on a three-quarters mathematical exponent. Fertig calls this the quantum state.
A three-quarters exponent. Got it.
Yeah, it's basically the cellular equivalent of a perfectly tuned hybrid engine. Energy is shared across the whole system with almost zero waste.
So what does this all mean then? Like, when we overeat and overload our mitochondria, are we literally forcing our cellular engines out of that sleek quantum state and into a clunky, inefficient, classical state of physics?
That is exactly what happens. The system gets overwhelmed, cellular tensegrity breaks down, and your metabolic exponent shifts from that sleek three quarters to a value of exactly one.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's the classical state. It's clunky, it leaks energy, and it creates massive biological waste. That shift is really the root of aging and disease.
So knowing this mathematical shift happens at the cellular level, we must visualize what this looks like over time for you, the listener, in a real human body.
Yeah.
And Fertig maps this out as a 3D terrain. Right?
Yeah. Picture a literal 3D landscape. The valley floor is the stability zone. It's safe, you know, homeostatic balance.
But then poor diet or stress pushes us around.
Right. What we call allostatic load. It pushes you up the sides of these steep, precarious mountain peaks.
Which sounds dangerous.
It is. If you teeter on a peak for too long, a slight provocation makes you plunge into a deep neighboring valley. Fertig calls this a pathological attractor state, meaning it's largely irreversible.
A valley you can't easily climb out of. The paper actually gives a really great real-world example of this. A 55-year-old man, Feni Arpili, over a year, his HbA1c, his blood sugar, fluctuated from 7.1% up to 8.2%.
Yeah, and his inflammation marker, his HSCRP, it swung violently. It spiked to a dangerous 6.52 and then dropped down to 0.42.
It's like watching a car swerve wildly across lanes, just overcorrecting to stay on the road. His body's frantically searching for stability under stress.
Exactly. Now, his kidneys were acting as a resilient anchor, maintaining a strong eGFR score of 106.
Right.
But those extreme swings show he's dangerously close to falling off a cliff.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me. Does this mean conditions like Alzheimer's and cancer are just the body falling off a peak and getting trapped in a specific metabolic valley?
In this framework, yeah, absolutely. Take cancer, it relies on the Warburg effect.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that efficient hybrid engine metabolism, cancer cells use this incredibly inefficient classical metabolism.
Oh. So it wastes resources, but allows for rapid, uncontrolled growth.
Exactly. And Alzheimer's is similar. The brain loses its metabolic flexibility and just gets stuck in a dysfunctional valley.
So the million-dollar question, now that we know how we fall into these pathological valleys, how do we climb back out and future-proof our health.
We have to force the body back into that three-quarters quantum regime. So interventions like calorie restriction, ketogenic diets, or endurance exercise.
Because they shift us back.
Right. They intentionally stress the mitochondria just enough to clear out the biological waste. It's like tuning up that hybrid engine.
But it's not just about what we eat. It's when. The paper talks about circadian dissonance, right?
Yeah.
We have to synchronize our molecular clocks with our gut microbiota.
Yeah, basically eating and sleeping when our biology mathematically expects us to.
Wow.
And soon we won't even have to guess. The paper notes that AI personal chips are coming. They'll track thousands of your data points to predict your personal trajectory across that 3D landscape.
So true health isn't just the absence of disease for you. It's maximizing your metabolic efficiency. It really reframes everything.
It really does. It's a whole new way to look at medicine.
Well, I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder today. If our bodies strictly adhere to the mathematical principles of thermodynamics and entropy, could aging itself simply be a physics equation we haven't quite figured out how to balance yet?